It is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our producer holding it down this evening, this afternoon, Nico Scarlatos. And thank you to you, the listeners, because if you weren't here, there'd be no show. So much love and many thanks. It's Friday. Hope you had a good one. I'm getting you all set and ready for the weekend. NBA Finals could be done tonight. Stanley Cup Finals could be done tomorrow. And I don't know what the hell you do after that. What do you do? Oh, the draft. Oh, yeah, I guess the draft's coming up. And in the summertime, so just go outside and do stuff. Something like that. Anyway, I'm here to talk about plenty of stuff, plenty of things over the next, 3 hours. The show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can listen live and local on whatever your local station is that carries the Infinity Sports Network. You got SiriusXM? It's channel 158. And if you have yourself a smart speaker, just go ahead. You don't have to touch anything. No buttons, nothing. No swiping. Just ask the smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, everybody and everything pops right on up. It's easy, so easy, very easy. Anyway, if you want to call up, you can do that too. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about the Dallas Mavericks. I hope their season ends tonight just to spare us some time. Don't waste our time, please. Y'all aren't coming back from down 0-3, so let's just get it over with. We talked about Jalen Brunson defending Luka Doncic. And we talked about Sauce Gardner defending Aaron Rodgers for not showing up to work. Most people I know, they don't show up to work. Forget a fine. You might just get fired. But when you're making, I don't know, $35, $36, almost $40 million a year, not so easy, right? And then we started talking about quarterbacks because Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback. He decided not to show up to work. And this offseason, you want to think about QBs? It's been absolutely amazing for QBs. We've had plenty of quarterbacks get paid. Jared Goff got paid. Think about Trevor Lawrence getting paid yesterday. The market is just ridiculous right now. And so in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a guest. He's going to join us. Gary Smits from the Florida Times Union is going to come through and talk to us about this contract for Trevor Lawrence and what this might mean, not just necessarily for the Jaguars in their future, but ultimately the entire NFL, because the price is going up for everybody. It's as simple as that. And so Gary Smits will come through in about 20 minutes from now. When you think about Trevor Lawrence's deal, 5 years, $275 million, Trevor Lawrence has played in 2 playoff games, 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, had an amazing start to his year last season before he went down in that game with that busted up leg. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, pretty much the rest of their season, was busted up. No postseason. They missed out right at the end. And if they did get in, was anybody going to feel optimistic about what the Jacksonville Jaguars were going to do? Probably not. Not at all. But Trevor Lawrence making $55 a year, the same amount as Joe Burrow, who's going to a Super Bowl, didn't win. Jared Goff is making $53 million. Jared Goff has been and lost, and he almost went this past season. Justin Herbert is making $52.5 million, and it's on the premise of his talent. He is a rare pocket passer that delivers a ball downfield. And maybe with more running with Harbaugh, they actually have more success. Lamar Jackson is a 2-time NFL MVP. He is making $52 million a year. Jalen Hurts helped take the Eagles to the Super Bowl. He's making 51. Kyler Murray is making 46. For what? Because they had no choice. Also coming off of a bum knee. A first full season recovery. Deshaun Watson's making 46 because the Browns were desperate. Even when they found out this guy liked massages. Kirk Cousins is making 45. Patrick Mahomes making 45. We know he can walk in whenever he thinks the time is right and say, pay me more, doesn't matter. Josh Allen is making 43. Matthew Stafford is close to the end, but Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl. He's making $40 million. Trevor Lawrence is making 55. This man needs to be the quarterback for the next 15 years. He needs to deliver them at least one Super Bowl. And I get it. It's a five-year contract extension. It doesn't count for the next 10 or 15 years. But the fact is, when you're the highest paid quarterback in the game, that leads to results that don't match up with the other players and the other names and the other accolades that I had mentioned. But when it comes to the Jacksonville Jaguars, it wasn't necessarily about what he accomplished. It's about what he hopefully will accomplish. But more importantly, they were going to be stuck with him. And they might as well give him a contract now than have to suffer and pay a bigger one later. Lijay Dusable was here with us early this week, the former New York Jet, Emmy Award winner, and CBS Sports HQ host. He spoke to us, but then he was also on HQ because that's his job. And he pretty much said yesterday, he said the Jaguars needed to give this man this contract. Listen.
Yeah, Hakeem, this is damn if you do, damn if you don't, right? Because if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars and you wait, then you're going to potentially pay even more. Right now, we know there's another quarterback that's just a little bit down south in Tua Tagovailoa, who's looking for a new deal as well. So if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, yes, this is a lot of money. It looks like he's going to be making upwards to $55 million a year. But that quarterback number is only going up for a guy that they see as their future franchise of this team.
He's right. Tua Tagovailoa was drafted right next to Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is making $52.5 million a year. Tua Tagovailoa can say, man, I've had more success than this guy. And Tua Tagovailoa, a little bit more injury prone, smaller quarterback. The Miami Dolphins are going to have an option to look at Tua Tagovailoa and say, we're going to give you more than 50, but where the hell is he going to land? He can't be the highest paid quarterback in the game. He hasn't had the success or the longevity of a Jared Goff. What is he going to get, 50 mil? I wouldn't even give Tua 50. I'd be afraid to. I mean, I think the Dallas Cowboys, for their lack of success and a 2-5 playoff record for Dak Prescott, I would feel more comfortable with giving Dak a $50 million contract to stay in Dallas as opposed to letting him walk. The Miami Dolphins, they're going to give Tua $50-plus million and think that they're going to win with all those small wide receivers that just don't do anything but get older? And then you also, you got to think of Tyreek Hill just at the wide receiver position. He's making $30 million a year. He wants a pay raise now that somebody like Justin Jefferson is making $35. The Miami Dolphins, as much as Tua is great, Tua last year was like, hey, I might retire because of my head, my brain. I got to think about my life. I have to think about my future. And I know this sounds crazy. Would there be a team to a hit free agency? Is there going to be a team to give him 50 plus? Just give him 50 and keep it moving. Nico, what do you think about this money that these quarterbacks are getting?
It's hard because they are the most important player on the field. But like I said before, when I was talking about Daniel Jones, the team around the quarterback is just as important too. So when you give a guy $55 million, now the team around Lawrence on the Jaguars might not be as good. They might not be able to pay some of the receivers that they have. You know, I think they just let Calvin Ridley walk. So it's tough because, like, you look at Patrick Mahomes, for example. He's only making $45 million. I say only, but compared to some of what these other guys are getting, and it allows Kansas City to build a great team around him, and that's why they've won three Super Bowls.
Yeah. I look at quarterbacks in three categories. They're the quarterbacks who you can win with, who will drive you to a victory because of their talent. They're the quarterbacks who are smack dab in the middle. On any given Sunday, it could go one way or the other. They're decent, they're good, they're average. And then in that bottom third, you got might as well be calling these guys the replacements. These are bottom feeders. These are guys that are getting switched and out. It could be, I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo or Jacoby Brissett, Aiden O'Connell, if he doesn't get any better. These are just dudes that are going to be replaced. You start the game and you say to yourself, is this man going to throw the football to my team or is he going to throw the football to the opposition? And so it sucks. It's tough. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the top of the heap. But when you're one of the best quarterbacks in the game and you're getting these deals, you know, yeah, you may not have an A.J. Brown around you or you may not have a Justin Jefferson, but I'm going to expect you to help take the team to victory. Josh Allen doesn't have the best help in the world, has an issue with turnovers. Josh Allen is still a quarterback that steps onto the field and you say, hey, he can win us this game. Patrick Mahomes can win you the game. Lamar Jackson can win you the game. Jalen Hurts can go out there and win you the game. Herbert can win you the game. These are some of the highest paid QBs in the league. I don't look at Tua Tagovailoa for worth a damn to say he's in the same talent category. Forget the team and forget the guys that are around him. Just looking at the talent. What is his physical skill set? You know, what can he do? Can he drive us down the field with his body, with his arm? I look at Tua and I say, Tua Tagovailoa, this man looks like he just left Jenny Craig or LA Fitness, Planet Fitness. I don't know if Jenny Craig. Nico, does Jenny Craig still exist? You know about that?
I am actually not sure.
Okay. Do you know who she is?
I feel like I've heard the name before, but I don't really know why or where.
It's weight loss stuff from a long time ago. Fact is, Tua Tagovailoa looks like a brand new person. I have never watched a football game and said to myself, Tua Tagovailoa is going to win them this game. And that's it. That's just what it boils down to. You paying a guy $55 million when I get to the two-minute warning, I'm saying to myself, I'm afraid of that guy because he's going to win us the game or he's going to beat us. People are afraid of Joe Burrow. People are afraid of Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts and Pat Mahomes. People are afraid of Josh Allen. I'd be more afraid, in all honesty, I'd be more afraid of Trevor Lawrence than I am of Tua. Tua Tagovailoa. The man that's lost weight, dealt with concussion issues, had durability issues coming out of college into the league. Some of it, I think, was unfair. That's who the Miami Dolphins are going to be stuck with? I give you the scene from Taken. This guy's named Liam Neeson. Just, you know, after he kidnaps the guy's wife. Wait, nope, wrong guy. That's the terrorist. Liam Neeson's daughter gets kidnapped, and he finds the guy. He gets him on the phone, and he's like, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to do terrible things to you. I'm going to kill you if I find you. And the terrorist just said to him, good luck. The Miami Dolphins, man, they're screwed. They are. Good luck. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I mean, all of these teams can't get bullied, right? And I get it. This is the market. This is where it is, but you give a quarterback that you don't believe in $50 to $55 million, you're screwed. You better believe in a dude. Otherwise, don't pay him. You don't have to extend him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a conversation with Gary Smits from the Florida Times Union. He covers all things Jacksonville Jaguars. So we'll ask him about Trevor Lawrence's new deal, his contract, his health following his leg issue from last year. We'll talk about what the rest of the roster looks like. what they could potentially do into the future. What's going on with that stadium as well? The Jacksonville Jaguars are expected to take a step up into being contenders in the AFC. Are they going to be contenders? Or are they going to be pretenders? One thing I know for certain, they're going to be paying Trevor Lawrence a lot of money. Tons of it. Gary Smith's on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got people locked in coast to coast. Yesterday, we found out about Trevor Lawrence's new contract. 5 years, $275 million, an average annual base of $55 million a year, making him the highest paid quarterback in the game, right along with Joe Burrow at 55. To talk about Trevor Lawrence, the Jags, this quarterback market, how this team is going to bounce back into the playoffs and salaries and all this good stuff, we're being joined by Gary Smits from the Florida Times Union. Gary, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Most certainly. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. We knew that Trevor Lawrence was going to be due for a deal. We knew it was going to be a big one. Did you expect it to be right there with Joe Burrow's at 55 a year?
Yeah, I think we kind of did. That was the indication we were getting. I think that if it hadn't been close, if the team had not been offering anything close to Joe Burrow, I think it would have taken a little bit longer to work this out. But I also think that if Trevor had had a better year, if he'd had injury-free season, the Jaguars made the playoffs, he was going to be more expensive the more success he had. So I think the team probably, it was a good move for the team to do this now.
Absolutely. Gary Smits is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show. When you think about the injury that did take place, it was almost night and day, not just for Trevor Lawrence, but for the Jaguars with the way the season ended. What's the latest on Trevor and his knee? That was a pretty gruesome injury. He came back in the game, but then he was never the same the rest of the year.
Yeah, he moved around fine during OTAs, and he was excused from mandatory minicamp this past week, but he moved fine in the OTAs. They say he's healthy. He says he's healthy. I think it was just a combination of, none of the injuries last year were never close to being season ending, but they also weren't the type that you just, rub a little dirt in it and go out there. There was a high ankle sprain. There was a knee injury. There was a finger injury. So the culmination of that, I think, contributed to all that, and the offensive line kind of contributed to that because they had their problems last year, and now they upgraded that with getting Morse from Buffalo, and drafting the kid from Missouri, Javon Walker, early in the I think it was the fourth or fifth round. So I think the offensive line has been upgraded slightly, maybe not as much as fans thought they would. I think they thought they were going to make a little bit more of a splash in the draft or free agency on the offensive line. There's no question they got to start protecting this guy a little bit better, because if you look at a lot of tape of Trevor, there are a lot of times he got the snap and he had to duck somebody almost immediately, and he'd make a play. The year before, the offensive line played a little bit better. So, and most of the pressure, a lot was coming in the interior of the line. Center Luke Fortner is just not the guy that they thought they were drafting. Brandon Scherff's getting a little bit old. And, they got a couple of young guards that they like, most notably Cooper Hodges, who is actually from about 30 miles from Jacksonville. And they like him an awful lot. He was out with an injury all last year, and but he's looked pretty good for his – As good as you can look going against air and OTAs.
Gary Smits is here with us from the Florida Times Union. Hey, Gary, you talk about somebody local and from the Jacksonville area. Mac Jones is back home. Mac Jones, he was there. He got beat up in New England, and now he's back home, and he's playing behind Trevor Lawrence. I mean, this has to be a humbling experience for him. How is he kind of handling this?
But he's looked very good in OTAs and a mandatory minicamp. As a matter of fact, he was the only arm they had in the three practices, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mandatory minicamp, because they excused Trevor and they excused C.J. Beathard. So we were joking about who's the emergency quarterback for minicamp in case he, like, stubbed a toe or something. Mac has looked enthusiastic. He's looked the part of a leader. He's throwing to receivers. They're not getting jammed at the line. They're not a whole lot of contact going on. There's no pad, so we'll find out come late July. But you know, he's looked pretty good. The coaches are raving about his attitude, his demeanor in practice in meetings. So we'll see. But the problem is, he was a first round draft pick in that draft class, along with Trevor, and they just signed Trevor to a long-term contract. So I don't see, unless barring injury, I don't see a future for Mac in playing here. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, somebody will eventually suffer an injury and go, hey, we hear Mac Jones is acting like a good guy. Bring him over here. So
yeah,
good luck to Mac Jones.
I still think he can play quarterback in this league, and I think he can be very successful. It's just not going to be with the Jaguars unless Trevor gets hurt.
Oh, yeah, that's damn for sure. $55 million a year, they may ask Mac Jones to carry Trevor Lawrence's bags, Gary. Come on.
Well, that's true. He's also got to beat out C.J. Beathard. Uh-oh. And they like C.J. Beathard. He's done some nice things for them. And when Trevor hasn't been able to play, he's won a couple of games for him. He actually made a play against the Bengals on Monday night last year that should have resulted in winning the game in overtime, but he threw a deep ball down to Ridley, down to about the 2-yard line, and got called back for this phantom holding penalty on Anton Harrison that Jaguars fans are still pretty bitter about. So, it may come down to who's going to cost him more, CJ or a Mac.
Oh, wow. We'll find out. Gary Smits is here with us from the Florida Times Union. You talked about some of the new additions to the team with the offensive line. We know that they were able to go ahead and draft another wide receiver out of LSU. That's all LSU does is push out receivers right now, Brian Thomas Jr. And Eric Armstead is on the squad. They picked up Ron Darby for the defense, Gabe Davis. So this is a team that's been stacked up for success. Where do you think the Jacksonville Jaguars fit in this new AFC South with the Texans? I guess now they would be the team to knock off.
Well, that's true. People are forgetting they went into Houston and beat them after C.J. Stroud kind of handled them very well in Jacksonville. And they've got a pretty good track record against the Colts. They split with the Titans. So it's not like Jaguars ran away and hid last season. The fact remains, if they'd have beaten the Titans in the last game and they lost by 8 points, they would have been in the playoffs. So I think they upgraded themselves enough to where they're going to be a serious contender. As far as wide receiver goes, Brian Thomas looks the part. He dropped a couple of passes early at OTAs. We only saw three out of the eight OTA sessions. He dropped a couple early, but he was pretty efficient after that. He appears to be running very good patterns. Gabe Davis is going to be a deep threat. And they've got a pretty good group of undrafted free agent wide receivers that were pretty impressive. And this kid, Josh Cephas from Texas San Antonio, 6'3", 195. He set every record and everything, and they've been raving about this guy. So, I think he may be a surprise pick to the team and everything. And the one other wild card at wide receivers is Devin Duvernay, who they got from the Ravens ostensibly for kickoff return purposes. But I think he can fill that gap that was left to Jamal Agnew filled in coming in as a wide receiver, running some reverses, maybe a couple of trick plays here and there. And Duvernay is as fast as everybody thought Jamal Agnew was. Duvernay was even faster.
Wow. Well, Gary, with all this talent that they've added, and you look at Trevor Lawrence getting a new deal this offseason, We see Josh Allen on the defensive side of the ball, chasing the quarterback around. He gets a new deal. What potential implications is this going to have on the Jacksonville Jaguars' ability in the future over the next several seasons?
Well, they've got their quarterback for the next 5 to 7 years or so. And they're committed to Trevor Lawrence. They've got – one thing that's got to happen is he's got to cut down on turnovers. Okay, he had 21 turnovers last year, a combination of fumbles and interceptions, and he had 16 in his first three seasons. So that has got to change. And what happens is Trevor tries to make the hero play a little bit too much, especially down in the red zone. It's a classic case. I think he tries too hard. He could stand for a little bit better protection. I think of all the areas that they could have upgraded themselves, they probably upgraded themselves less at the offensive line. They even with the signing of Morse, it's still basically the same group other than Morse. And then you look at defense. Yeah, you got Josh Allen, you got Eric Armstead, which is going to improve themselves on the interior. Trayvon Walker, they still think is going to be a fantastic player. But corner, they didn't really. Tyson Campbell is coming off an injury season. They drafted a kid from Florida State, Jerrion Jones, but he's going to be a nickel slot guy. They got Darnell Savage at safety. They like Antonio Johnson, who was a third-round pick a couple of years ago, fifth-round pick, I'm sorry, and he did some nice things. If you asked me what my concerns were going in, I would say still interior offensive line and corner.
Okay. Well, I think there's a full expectation, given how close they were for this team, to make the postseason, be a hell of a disappointment if it's not. Gary Smits is here with us. Gary, last question for you, man. What's going on with that stadium? They finally going to fix it up? They're getting a nice renovation?
Yeah, the city council is going to vote on final approval on June 25th. It's a 19-member city council, so they need 10 votes. Most of the city council appears on board with this. There's a couple guys that are, making some noise about, I suspect, and a lot of people suspect, they're just wanting to get some stuff on the record for when they run for office, higher office down the road. They can claim that they were out there trying to make sure the taxpayer dollars weren't wasted, things like that. But I think everybody is on board with the fact that Jacksonville was, with the Jaguars, they're a major league sports city. If they lose the Jaguars because of this, they're never going to get another major league sports team again.
Yeah.
There was a writer for the Jaguars a few years ago who's now since retired, who, when this came up a while back, said that if Jacksonville loses the Jaguars, it would have been better if they'd never gotten them in the first place.
Oh, damn.
Because that will be a hit. That will be a hit to the city's reputation more than that, I think people realize.
Wow.
Because they were very fortunate to get the team in the first place. And I think most of the elected officials know this, and I think they're committed to this, and I think it will pass. There's a couple of guys making noise, but I think that's all it is noise.
Yeah, I don't think the Jaguars are going anywhere. It's just, I guess, a matter of how much the city puts in and then ultimately how much the cons put in as well. Hey, Gary, thank you for the time and thank you for the insight. Where can people follow you and your work with the Florida Times Union?
Well, the website for the paper is jacksonville.com, pretty easy to remember. And we have a couple of people covering the team. Well, actually, three people, Demetrius Harvey, Justin Lewis, and myself, Gary Smits. And, just kind of Google that. And we thought, the other day we were done OTAs, we thought might have a little bit of a lull, but then the Jaguars came in with the Trevor Lawrence thing. And but now we think it's going to be smooth sailing until we get to training camp and put the pads on, and we'll see what this team has.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, next time you see Trevor Lawrence, tell him JR needs his car note paid for. Okay, Gary?
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate that. Enjoy the rest of the summer and enjoy the football and the season. I'm sure we'll be chatting it up on down the line. That Gary Smits.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt. That Gary Smith's from the Florida Times Union. Well, yeah, I expect the Jaguars to compete for a playoff spot. You know, what they do when they get there, that's TBD. You know, I'm not sold on a lot of the offensive weapons that they have. They're kind of young. Travis Etienne Jr., is he going to be able to make it through a full season? And then they got a young wide receiver group. They're going to put up points. I just need to see them, quote-unquote, go through it first. I'm not sold. And I know that the Houston Texans surprised the hell out of everybody last year. The Jacksonville Jaguars need to get over the hump. Trevor Lawrence was selected number one overall. He's been good. Has he been very good? Has he been consistent playoff good? No. And a lot of that has to deal with the structure of the team, notably having to play under Urban Meyer. Now he has a decent head coach in Doug Peterson. It's going to be a real disappointment if the Jaguars don't make a big leap. But we know in the AFC, there have been some big dogs that they have to move out of the way. We know the Chiefs are at the top of the totem pole. We know the Ravens are typically there. The Buffalo Bills, yes, they tried to retool in their wide receiver room. The New York Jets should be competitive. The teams in the AFC North are all tough. And let's also be real. When you get a lot of the teams in the hot states, the southern states, primarily Florida, you think about the Dolphins, when the going gets tough, and they got to play in the winter and the cold and the freezing, it does, regardless of what anybody says. It seemingly always does have an effect on the product in the postseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And guess what, folks? It's not just quarterbacks in the NFL who are breaking the bank. We got a college athlete who just got a $2 million contract. I'm going to tell you who. I'm going to tell you for what. I'm going to get to your calls if you hit me up. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Gary Smits for joining us in the last break from the Florida Times Union. We had a chance and an opportunity to really break down Trevor Lawrence, his new contract, what this means for the Jaguars, their future, and what have you. How do they fit in the AFC South? How do they fit in when it comes down to the playoff picture in the AFC period? Well, if you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then you can listen to the interview if you missed it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Gary did end up making some points about the Jacksonville Jaguars in a new stadium that I do want to reference. And then since we're talking money, we got a basketball player in college who just got one of the biggest NIL deals ever. It's crazy. 855-212-4227. Keith is calling from Baltimore. Keith, you're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. What's up?
Two things. You know, you mentioned Tua Tag or Baloa. You know, I kind of thought Tua. You know, they said the same thing about Jalen Hurts until both of them got receivers. You know, remember at Alabama, they had six first-round draft picks from the wide receivers. So he basically looks like he looked at when he was at Alabama. Jalen Hurts, the same thing. Now,
we can't say that.
Huh?
We can't say that. Keith.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is a physical freak, okay? At the quarterback position, the man is a marvel. Tua Tagovailoa may have relieved him in a national championship game and helped them win a title. But when it comes to their individual skill sets and talents, it is night and day. I wouldn't dare make such a comparison. Tua Tagovailoa at this time last year, there were so many conversations about whether or not he even wanted to play football. At this time last year, Tua Tagovailoa bulked up and put on weight just to see whether or not he could, quote unquote, kind of take a beating in the NFL. Here we are. We fast forward. He has a successful year, goes to the postseason, falls flat. The whole team falls flat. And now here we are. Now he's lost weight. He's smaller. Like, I can't put him and Hurts in the same category and what's taking place. Hurts has had to work for everything he's gotten coming into the NFL. And Tua Tagovailoa has had to do the same with ups and downs along the way. I can't say that.
My point that I was trying to make, and you have a very good point as it relates to the comparison. However, in the NFL, it's not even about that. Do you realize that Kirk Cousins has received more money than anybody, any quarterback in the NFL, except for Aaron Rodgers? Kirk Cousins was the first ball player to get guaranteed money
You're conflating two things. I'm talking about the individual talents. I understand the financial structure of what quarterbacks receive in the league. But you started comparing Tua to Hurts and what they have in regards to talent around them. I'm looking at the individual talents. If you want to make a point about Tua, then go ahead and make it. But saying anything about Hurts or Cousins makes no sense.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is, it's not in the NFL always about the individual talent when the clubs think that if they don't have a quarterback, a decent quarterback, and I'm saying to you that, you know, the quarterbacks are taking advantage of that thirst. I mean, Daniel Jones, he wasn't worth $160 million last year.
I don't disagree with any of that at all. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But what you said, that part made no sense. The other part, yes, of course. These teams are pretty much hamstrung with the quarterbacks. They draft the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks don't sit down and learn the ropes. They're not sat for a couple of years. There are very few Jordan Love situations. Most quarterbacks that are drafted high get thrown into the fire like a Caleb Williams is going to be. You know, Drake May have to sit and wait. Maybe we see him in the middle of the season, but that's far off from, hey, sit down for 2 years. Because with the money that's available and the money that they have to pay them, they want the results right away. And so, yeah, I agree with you. The Miami Dolphins are in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to Tua because, hey, they're going to have to figure out, do we want to pay him this type of money? And damn it, we may have no choice. And if he doesn't live up to it, they're screwed. And not just for one season or two seasons. They might be screwed for a while.
Well, the point, that's a great point. What about the mere fact that a guy like Fields might be available, who might be, for the NFL, a much better investment in the long run? Or another quarterback who hasn't really been in the right situation. I think some of these quarterbacks, if they don't go to the right situations, they fail anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. If you go to an ass team, the best example, and it's not a recent one, I could take a look at David Carr. And thank you, Keith, for calling from Baltimore. I could look at David Carr. The man was pretty much destined to fail from the minute that the Houston Texans were an expansion team and drafted him at number one overall. He was cooked from the get-go. It's like, hey, let's go ahead and draft the quarterback. Who's he going to throw the ball to? Me. Who's going to protect him? Me and you. What about the defense? Well, we don't have a defense. He's just going to have to be back on the field, you know, every four downs. That man was annihilated. He was sacked to the end of his career. And so, yeah, there are a lot of quarterbacks who don't get help. But I'll tell you this, more often than not, some of these quarterbacks just can't cut it. Some of the quarterbacks actually do get help. They do have talent around them, and they just can't cut it because they can't make a read or they can't make a decision or they don't know what to do. I mean, for the life of me, you look at somebody like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has another Wilson right in front of him. He can't get him the football on a consistent basis. It's happy feet. Like, there's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes down to quarterbacks, but I don't know if you were agreeing or disagreeing with me. Yeah, teams, they make the investment, and then they got to make the decision. And quarterbacks, yeah, of course they're the most important guy on the team. And if they don't work, the team can be screwed for years. There's a reason why the New York Jets decided to just say, screw it, let's bring in Aaron Rodgers. It's because the Jets have been screwed by their own decisions for decades. More recently, with people like Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson and Mark Sanchez, and I don't care what AFC championship game or games Mark Sanchez went to, he wasn't long for the job. They said, screw it. We got to bring in a crazy man because he's the best thing that we could possibly have. You got to pick a quarterback and then you got to move. There's a reason why the guys who did not go ahead and, well, at least Pace, I'm talking about out in Chicago. You think about the Ryans. There's a reason why they said, all right, well, I don't care who's playing quarterback in Fields. I'm going to get my own guy in Williams. You don't want to ride somebody else's horse to run the race. You want to go ahead and get your own. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that NIL deal in college basketball. We'll talk about the Jaguars in this new stadium that maybe they're going to build. Caitlin Clark, Adam Silva has some words about her. We got a lot to do. It's halftime. Intermission. I'll be back on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Gary Smits for joining us in the last break from the Florida Times Union. We had a chance and an opportunity to really break down Trevor Lawrence's new contract, what this means for the Jaguars, their future, and what have you. How do they fit in the AFC South? How do they fit in when it comes down to the playoff picture in the AFC period? Well, if you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then you can listen to the interview if you missed it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Gary did end up making some points about the Jacksonville Jaguars in a new stadium that I do want to reference. And then since we're talking money, we got a basketball player in college who just got one of the biggest NIL deals ever. It's crazy. 855-212-4227. Keith is calling from Baltimore. Keith, you're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. What's up?
Two things. You know, you mentioned Tua Tagovailoa. You know, I kind of thought Tua. You know, they said the same thing about Jalen Hurts until both of them got receivers. You know, remember at Alabama, they had six first-round draft picks from the wide receivers. So he basically looks like he looked at when he was at Alabama. Jalen Hurts, the same thing. Now,
we can't say that.
Huh?
We can't say that. Keith.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts is a physical freak, okay? At the quarterback position, the man is a marvel. Tua Tagovailoa may have relieved him in a national championship game and helped them win a title. But when it comes to their individual skill sets and talents, it is night and day. I wouldn't dare make such a comparison. Tua Tagovailoa at this time last year, there were so many conversations about whether or not he even wanted to play football. At this time last year, Tua Tagovailoa bulked up and put on weight just to see whether or not he could, quote unquote, kind of take a beating in the NFL. Here we are. We fast forward. He has a successful year, goes to the postseason, falls flat, whole team falls flat. And now here we are. Now he's lost weight. He's smaller. Like, I can't put him and Hurts in the same category and what's taking place. Hurts has had to work for everything he's gotten coming into the NFL. And Tua Tagovailoa has had to do the same with ups and downs along the way. I can't say that.
My point that I was trying to make, and you have a very good point as it relates to the comparison. However, in the NFL, it's not even about that. Do you realize that Kirk Cousins has received more money than anybody, any quarterback in the NFL, except for Aaron Rodgers? Kirk Cousins was the first ball player to get guaranteed money before Deshaun Watson.
You're conflating two things. I'm talking about the individual talents. I understand the financial structure of what quarterbacks receive in the league, but you started comparing Tua to Hurts and what they have in regards to talent around them. I'm looking at the individual talents. If you want to make a point about Tua, then go ahead and make it. But saying anything about Hurts or Cousins makes no sense.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is it's not in the NFL always about the individual talent when the the clubs think that if they don't have a quarterback, a decent quarterback, and I'm saying to you that, you know, the quarterbacks are taking advantage of that thirst. I mean, Daniel Jones, he wasn't worth $160 million last year.
No, I don't disagree with any of that at all. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But what you said, that part made no sense. The other part, yes, of course. These teams are pretty much hamstrung with the quarterbacks. They draft the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks don't sit down and learn the ropes. They're not sat for a couple of years. There are very few Jordan Love situations. Most quarterbacks that are drafted high get thrown into the fire like a Caleb Williams is going to be. You know, Drake may have to sit and wait. Maybe we see him in the middle of the season, but that's far off from, hey, sit down for 2 years. Because with the money that's available and the money that they have to pay them, they want the results right away. And so, yeah, I agree with you. The Miami Dolphins are in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to Tua because, hey, they're going to have to figure out, do we want to pay him this type of money? And damn it, we may have no choice. And if he doesn't live up to it, they're screwed. And not just for one season or two seasons. They might be screwed for a while.
Well, the point, that's a great point. What about the mere fact that a guy like Fields might be available, who might be, for the NFL, a much better investment in the long run? Or another quarterback who hasn't really been in the right situation. And I think some of these quarterbacks, if they don't go to the right situations, they fail anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. If you go to an ass team, the best example, and it's not a recent one, I could take a look at David Carr. And thank you, Keith, for calling from Baltimore. I could look at David Carr. The man was pretty much destined to fail from the minute that the Houston Texans were an expansion team and drafted him at number one overall. He was cooked from the get-go. It's like, hey, let's go ahead and draft the quarterback. Who's he going to throw the ball to? Me. Who's going to protect him? Me and you. What about the defense? Well, we don't have a defense. He's just going to have to be back on the field, you know, every four downs. That man was annihilated. He was sacked to the end of his career. And so, yeah, there are a lot of quarterbacks who don't get help. But I'll tell you this, more often than not, some of these quarterbacks just can't cut it. Some of the quarterbacks actually do get help. They do have talent around them, and they just can't cut it because they can't make a read or they can't make a decision or they don't know what to do. I mean, for the life of me, you look at somebody like Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson has another Wilson right in front of him. He can't get him the football on a consistent basis. It's happy feet. Like, there's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes down to quarterbacks, but I don't know if you were agreeing or disagreeing with me. Yeah, teams... They make the investment, and then they got to make the decision. And quarterbacks, yeah, of course they're the most important guy on the team. And if they don't work, the team can be screwed for years. There's a reason why the New York Jets decided to just say, screw it, let's bring in Aaron Rodgers. It's because the Jets have been screwed by their own decisions for decades. More recently, with people like Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson and Mark Sanchez, and I don't care what AFC championship game or games Mark Sanchez went to, he wasn't long for the job. They said, screw it, we got to bring in a crazy man because he's the best thing that we could possibly have. You got to pick a quarterback, and then you got to move. There's a reason why the guys who did not go ahead and, well, at least Pace, I'm talking about out in Chicago. You think about the Ryans. There's a reason why they said, all right, well, I don't care who's playing quarterback in Fields. I'm going to get my own guy in Williams. You don't want to ride somebody else's horse to run the race. You want to go ahead and get your own. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that NIL deal in college basketball. We'll talk about the Jaguars in this new stadium that maybe they're going to build. Caitlin Clark, Adam Silver has some words about her. We got a lot to do. It's halftime. Intermission. I'll be back on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.